Celebrate the holidays at Hail Varsity Club with an exciting lineup of holiday-themed events like Ugly Christmas Sweater Karaoke and Holiday Music Bingo, plus happy hour all day on New Year's Eve during college football bowl games. Hail Varsity Club has something for everybody. Stop in this month to try our new menu items like the Nashville Hot Honey Chicken, Crispy Breaded Wings, and the Benning Burger. It's a spicy burger named after Damon Benning. Visit HailVarsityClub.com for the full event calendar and make a reservation now.
The best food in the world isn't on your typical delivery apps. It's right down the street in your very own neighborhood. With Chef, you can enjoy authentic dishes from over 90 different countries, freshly prepared by your local neighbors and delivered right to your door. With over 1 million dishes served, your local cooks spend hours preparing your meals with care plus attention you won't find anywhere else. Explore a world of flavor today at chef.com. That's chef with an S, .com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and today is, of course, it's Bravo Friday. We fucking did it, you guys. We made it through the week. Truthfully, there are some weeks where I feel like there's not much going on, like news-wise in the Bravo world. That is not this week. Because there's so many shows on and so many things to cover and so many things to keep my eye on and ears on that I'm just like, I'm a little overwhelmed. Like, we got Winter House Drama. We got, you know, Potomac reunion coming up. We did just wrap up Beverly Hills. You know, I don't really need to remind you guys. You all are in it with me. And also, I got to talk with the one and only Tamara Judge. When I tell you this was like a full circle moment, I don't even know how to describe it because I didn't want to bring this up to her face because I was scared, but she did block me at one point. I was blocked. I don't know if she remembers. It was like right when I started my account, she was the second person to ever block me. But I love Tamara. I never hated Tamara. So, you know, I definitely didn't want to bring that up. I feel like that'd be tough. That would set the tone. But, you know, we talked about All Stars. We talked about Eddie. We talked about, of course, Orange County. We talked about everything. So check that out. It's at the, like, towards the end of this episode. And let's just get into, like, recapping because, like I said, so much fucking happened. First of all, I'm glad that Potomac, I'm not sad. Well, okay, let me think about this. I'm excited for the reunion because I think we need some bows tied up. Like, we've had some loose ends. I feel like I know that it's a bummer that the season was a little shorter than normal, but also I feel like enough happened. I felt like it was just a good season of Housewives. I mean, it's not going to be like Beverly Hills level drama where it's like, did someone allegedly like steal from orphans and widows? Like, we're not going to get that on Potomac. I think we need to like realize that Beverly Hills is having like a very, very good year, but that doesn't mean the other Housewives aren't having good years just because there's no like lawsuits and things going on over there. I think it was a great season. I was really happy with everything. I thought every week it made me laugh. You know, I got emotional sometimes, you know, with the whole Mia and her mom thing. That really got me because it's just sad. And then, you know, Giselle is on like a path of self-discovery, sort of. We're working on it. But yeah, I'm excited for the reunion. There was a sneak peek clip that came out. And Ashley refers to herself as Darby's Barbie. And I was disgusted. She's like, that's what he calls me. Girl, run for the fucking hills. If my husband, I mean, and I say this as a extremely single individual, like I have no prospects. Like, there is no one on the horizon. And okay, I really quick, speaking of being single, this is just a really quick side note. I was at my friend's house and we were trying to decide on like a movie to watch and like on her HBO For You, like recommendations. Like the third movie that it recommended was How to Be Single. And I was like, that's tough. That's tough to see. What is HBO now? Like, oh God, it's just, it really, really got me. It really made me laugh. But okay. If my husband, whenever I get a husband, if he ever refers to me as a trophy wife or a Barbie of some kind, I divorce papers. Divorce. If you are putting me through what Michael Darby has put Ashley Darby through and you call me Darby's Barbie, baby, we are done. Case closed. Moving on. Give me half your money. Like that's where, I mean, is that where she draws the line? Probably not. I mean, he's grabbed everyone's ass allegedly under the fucking sun. So yeah, that was a tough moment. Even Andy was like, oh, and Candace, of course, queen, made a face when Ashley said that. She was like, oh, it's weird. Just a weird thing to say, Darby's Barbie. I know that it was like, and Giselle had a weird reaction to it too. She was like, oh, I was like, why are you saying that's cute? That's not fucking cute. It's weird. He's just, you know, especially knowing how Michael, like the comments he's made about Ashley's postpartum body, like blah, 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 like all of that. It's just disgusting. Okay. I want to talk about Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. Okay. I really liked Meredith season one. I enjoyed her blasé, disengaged personality. This season, it's like, girl, we need you to step it the fuck up. I cannot handle this, like, I'm disengaging. Like, she's asleep all the time. She's like Robin Dixon, like, sleepy time tea. It's, I don't fully understand. I'm like, you are on a show. Like, that's why I'm almost like, Jen is fucking bringing it. Jen gives us confessionals. Jen gives us gossip. Jen gives us exciting little moments where she's going down, you know, an ice luge. In a complete fur look. Jen said, if I'm going to be the villain, I'm leaning into it. Then we got Lisa Barlow, who, I mean, she couldn't be more wrong. She leaves trails to her messes like I've never seen. It's almost impressive to witness because she's so... like digs her heels in, like, I'm not doing anything wrong. And it's like, Lisa, honey, your fingerprints are all over this one. Just take the L. But she doesn't. And I love her for it. God love her, you know? I also really enjoy her children. I find them to be very fascinating. Jack and Henry, little business moguls, little businessmen. I think they're good kids. I enjoy them. Now, Mary, what are we going to do about, Mary? Okay, we have to discuss this because, so a man showed up, one of Lisa's friends showed up at the party for Fresh Wolf and disclosed, you know, Mary allegedly runs a cult of some kind. It's dark-sided, it's demonic. He was like, I was part of the church and now I'm not because Mary is a bad lady. Now, this man is dead. I'm just going to sit with that for a minute. This man is dead. But I'm not touching this any further because it's a little too dark for me. Yeah. Now, next week, we are finally getting to the Jen of it all, the Jen Shamazing moment where she gets arrested and there's helicopters and there's SWAT teams and there's FBI and there's production. And, you know, of course, we get the Whitney going. Fraud, one of my favorite things. So I'm excited for that. I think people need to, like, I get that Salt Lake City isn't doing what we've thought. I think everyone kind of looked back on Salt Lake City with a little bit of hindsight, with a little bit of rose-colored glasses, like season one was giving everything. And it's like, I don't think it was giving like people think. I think it was just new. It was a bright, shiny new toy. We liked the women. We liked the fashion. We liked the snow. We liked the boots. Like we liked what was going on. And then I think we expected to, when you pair it with Beverly Hills, because they both are dealing with like lawsuits, et cetera, that you're expecting that level of like shit going on. And I personally think production waited a little too long to get to the gen of it all. I think, you know, we started the premiere with the the hottest 6 minutes of all time. And then now I'm watching Brooks and Jen have a sit down over Caprese salad. It's just not. I do enjoy it. I really wish that Bravo didn't put the programming right after Potomac. I don't think it did what they wanted it to do, meaning like, okay, now people are, because so many people watch Potomac, they have such good ratings. Now we're going to stick around for Salt Lake City. It's like, we're tired. We're fucking tired. Housewives back to back is not a thing we should have ever done. Housewives in like Shaw's, Housewives in Married to Medicine, Housewives in Winter House. Fuck yes, let's do it. Let's do it. But no, it's just not what we're getting, because their ratings are looking a little Dallas-y. It's not looking great for Salt Lake. I'm just going to say that. I feel like they're going straight to Peacock next time. Let's get into Vanderpump. I don't really have that much to say about Vanderpump. Honestly, is Tom Sandoval okay? He seems very on edge, this man. He seems to be like, whoa. I don't know what is going on with Tom Sandoval this year. Now, am I enjoying it? Absolutely. I find it to be riveting, personally. Watching this mustachioed man in, you know, Tommy Bahama blouses, getting involved in the drama. And I appreciate that. So after my talk with Charlie, you guys can listen to that. It came out on Tuesday. It really got me thinking, like, Lala really distanced herself from this group. Because back when it was like the OGs, she was heavily involved with Stassi and Kristen and Jax and Brittany. Like, that was her crew that she hung out with. She hitched her wagon to the wrong horse because those people are no longer on the show. So now she kind of has to come back and integrate with the group that she abandoned. And you have to also keep in mind, Ariana and Sheena were the only ones that were her friend in the beginning. They were the ones that stood by her. I mean, Ariana even said, she was like, you know, I lied for her about Randall. So now, do I think Lala is doing this for us as the viewers, is to bring this shit up? Absolutely. And I thank her for it. I thank my lucky stars. She knows what needs to be done and I respect it. Do I think she's projecting? Absolutely. I wrote about it on The Dip. I think Lala is projecting a little bit because I think we've all been there. Like, when your relationship maybe isn't going well or you're having issues, it's much easier to find flaws in other people's relationships to focus on so you don't have to deal with your own shit. I think Lisa Rinna also does this all the time where she finds issue with other people so she does it, so it takes the heat off of her. I think Lala is doing that, especially knowing what we know now with her and Randall being broken up. Clearly there was something going on. And I also think she maybe feels that someone would have said something to her. Now, do I think she would have listened? Probably not. It probably would have been a big blow up. But she did say to Sheena, she was like, when I heard that Brock had two kids, I was excited because, you know, someone can really relate to me being a young stepmom to two girls. Like, that's a lot to take on when you're like 30, is to be a stepmom to like adolescent children. Yeah, wow. So, I don't know. I'm enjoying the drama. I love a walk-off, storm-off. Lisa Vanderpump is disgusted by Brock. Also, I want to discuss Brock's blow-up that he had on Watch What Happens Live. If that doesn't scream Sheena's soulmate, I don't know what does. This man, long hair, Jason Momoa-looking ass, got a blowout at Dry Bar to go on Watch What Happens Live. Those silky locks were pressed down. It looked great. I wanted to run my fingers through it. Am I attracted to Brock? No. Is he Luke? No. But, they look like a match made in heaven, if you know what I mean. All right. Beverly Hills reunion. See, I'm like zooming through this, you guys. I just like, I've had 3 cups of coffee. I am lit. Okay. I have not eaten, have not had a damn thing. And I'm just racing. I'm feeling good. Anywho. Now, Beverly Hills reunion. We wrapped up the 4-part reunion. Do I think it needed to be a 4-part reunion? No, but am I going to eat up every minute of it? Absolutely. I think Andy Cohen Esquire did an amazing job at this reunion. And I think everyone should keep in mind, they were probably filming for 12 hours. There was probably so much he asked and so much she said that, like, they're, how do you even decide what goes in the reunion? Because it's like, everyone's complaining that it's 4 parts, but it's like, it could have been longer probably. They did everyone a service who's complaining, and people got to stop fucking complaining. Jesus Christ. No one in the Bravo land is like ever happy with anything. Like, and this is coming from someone who loves to complain. I love to bitch. I love to moan. I love to complain. I love to like talk about how annoyed I am. But when it comes to Bravo, it's like, okay, well, if you hate it so much and you think Bravo is like a piece of shit, then stop watching. Stop. Shift your energy to like TLC or like Married at First Sight or something. Like, I, like, what do you want? Sorry. That is just like really grinds my gears. Or as Alice did, Fred of the Pod says, a bee in my bonnet. I think Erica answered every question and thinks that she should just get a fucking medal for doing that. Do I think it was smart? No. I think her lawyers are probably like, can you shut the fuck up? Like, seriously, shut the fuck up. Because it's like the court is going to use all of that. And there was a moment, I don't know what exactly was being said or what Andy asked, but there was a moment where I saw it all click for Andy. Like in that moment, I just like his face, I just distinctly remember it being like, oh, this is okay. Lawyers are going to ask for this footage. This Bravo is going to be subpoenaed. Like, this is happening. So I'm going to fucking go for it. I thought he did a great job. I thought he asked all the questions. I don't think he held back at all, you know, and I'm glad Sun didn't back down. Also, the way that Erica speaks to these women is fucking insane. She is a monster. The way she finds herself to be the victim in all of this is really mind blowing. Like, when she said to Tom, how could you do this to me? It was like, honey, there are victims involved, like alleged victims. And you're thinking about yourself. Okay. I don't know what to believe, actually. It's all confusing. I'm kind of like, now that it's over, I can like take a breath and like, you know, breathe. It was a lot. Brenna also saying that she's a good friend. Fucking ridiculous, girl. When the Bravo editors flashed back to her not being a good friend, I was like, there we go. That's why I love this shit. Because they don't stand for that. If you say something contradictory, they're like, we are going back in the vault and we'll find something. Now, Winter House. I love it, you guys. I love those little snow bunnies. I'm going to say something that it's going to be hard for me to say. I have to take a sip of water before I even get to it because I'm so shocked. Austin and Sierra have chemistry. I didn't want to have to admit this, but I want to be truthful. I want to be honest. They do. They have chemistry. I think he's a goober. I think he's a Muppet. I think he's a beta bitch. But those little forehead kisses, I was like, whoa. There's love here. There's love. And, you know, I said I didn't like Julia. I don't like Julia. But I also don't like Gabby. But the thing is Gabby is kind of unlikable. So even though Julia is wrong, you're still like, You know, we've all known a Julia. The girl that, like, has a boyfriend, but she needs every guy to still like her. And then I don't know. I think it's really shitty of her. I don't think she's a good friend. I felt for Gabby in that moment, but Gabby is like so quiet, I think. Like, I mean, the girl has post-its to remind her to speak to people. Now, do what you gotta do, whatever helps you, you know, but is it helping? Are those helping? When Luke walked in and saw those post-its, he was like, ooh, no. Because Luke is one of those men, I think, who's like, faux deep, like where he's like down to earth and like rugged, but like he's not like a self-help seeker, like our sweet baby daddy Carl Radke. You know what I'm saying? Now, the moment that Kyle cried because he thought Amanda was gone was so heartwarming. I was like, there's love here. Like, they really do love each other. You know, I think it's, I thought it was really cute. And then when he brushed her teeth for her, I was like, if that's not love, if my man doesn't brush my teeth in bed for me because I'm too drunk to stand up, I don't want it. Now, I wanted to know the logistics. Like, did he bring her a cup to like swish and spit out in? I don't know. But I thought it was sweet. And I feel bad for Lindsay when it comes to this Austin thing. And I'm going to say something again, you know, hot takes over here every day, hot off the Mess Express. Is this situation is a little reminiscent of Luke and Hannah, if you ask me, where Luke would call Hannah all the time, tell her he loved her, blah, blah, blah. Austin did the same thing. And, you know, God forbid you think, okay, this boy likes me, and then he doesn't. You know, that's tough. But I'm excited to see her little bit buds of romance with Jason. I think that will be like a fun, flirty little moment. I think she'll destroy him. I think she'll chew him up and spit him out, but I want to watch every second of it. Now, as far as Andrea and our little Paigey, this girl is such a Scorpio through and through. When they were on the bed making out next to Austin and Sierra, who were also making out, and Austin like looked over and he was like, did he just like lightly choke her? And Paige was like, you have to get out of here. You are doing things like, you know, this, we will have sex if you continue to do this. I was like, that's a Scorpio right there. That is my girl. Now, I'm excited to see the little Easter eggs we've been given with Craig and Paige. Like, Bravo keeps doing that. Like, when she was disgusted by Andrea wanting to deadlift her. Like, she was like, what the fuck? And then in the confessionals when she said, dad bod, I like a dad bod. We all saw Craig's body. And he even said he had a dad bod the episode before. So I'm just saying. I'm excited. I love Winterhouse. It's getting great ratings, which makes me so excited. And I know it's a very short season. It's like a little, like, it's just a little something. A little something to, like, nibble on while we wait for Summer House, which I think will be fantastic. Because I also think Carl and Lindsay are dating. So they did a couple's costume. I talked about this on Monday, but yeah. So I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, I'm excited to see where things go. One last thing. Kyle did talk to Sierra and Austin like they were his children. And I thought that that was odd. Like, he's really, really leaning into being like the old man of the show. And I find that to be strange. Also, I'm not into this Luke and Julia thing. Julia, you got a boyfriend. I know Gabby and Luke aren't going to be a thing, but it just feels, I don't know. Listen. Now, will I watch every minute? Yes, I will. Absolutely. And with pleasure. Okay, so that's pretty much it for Bravo this week. Let's take a quick break. And when I come back, I will be talking with Tamara Judge.
The best food in the world isn't on your typical delivery apps. It's right down the street in your very own neighborhood. With Chef, you can enjoy authentic dishes from over 90 different countries, freshly prepared by your local neighbors and delivered right to your door. With over 1 million dishes served, your local cooks spend hours preparing your meals with care plus attention you won't find anywhere else. Explore a world of flavor today at chef.com. That's chef with an S.com.
You know those cigarette butts that you see every day? They're made of microplastics and they line our streets and waterways. On California beaches, they're the number one plastic you'll find. Over 35 years, cleanups have collected millions combined. But no matter where you see them, they're all getting smaller, eventually leaching into our food, our air, our water. The tobacco industry's to blame for all of the harm that they do. For the harm to the people we love, and the harm to you too. Learn more at undo.org.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
I am obsessed with you. Obviously have been for like 15 years.
Oh, so sweet. I always like,
In fact, I was talking to Dave Quinn a little while ago, and I'm like, I agreed to do a podcast because I swore off podcasts for a while. And I agreed to do one. And I'm like, and I didn't even like ask any questions or anything. He's like, with who? And I told him, he's like, oh, she's great. She's great. She's a friend of mine.
I love Dave. Yeah. Dave and I are super close. I love Dave so much. I was actually texting him this morning and I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to Tamara today. Like I was so excited.
We talk probably every single day.
Yeah. Dave is like truly one of the best. I'm going to plug his book, obviously, Not All Diamonds and Rosé.
Oh yeah.
Not that it needs it because it's a New York Times bestseller, but.
Well, now that I know that he's getting like royalties from it, because I wasn't sure. You never know with Bravo, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll plug it totally for you.
Yeah, I know. I was like, so Dave's going to get like paid for this, right? Like
that's what I asked him too, because you just never know. You never know with them.
Yeah, you never know with Bravo. But. Yeah. First of all, I just have to ask you, like, how are you doing? Like, I feel like the last few months have been following you through the summer. And like, I feel like you've had so much going on.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. Just kind of really taking a backseat and just enjoying life and trying to stay off social media as much as possible. I always have a lot going on. It's just
You know what? I wrote that in my notes. I said, you have a lot going on, but you always have a lot going on.
I always have a lot going on. I mean, if it's not one thing or another, like, you know, our house flooded in April, we had to move out of our house. So we just recently moved back in. I got a ton of business opportunities, never have enough time to do them all. We have Cut Fitness and our CBD company. And I mean, I'm just busy all the time. And not to mention driving my daughter around everywhere. So
driving your daughter around. And then, you know, you had your boobs done redone, taken out. I don't know the term.
I had them removed. Yeah. For the past couple of years, I've had a lot of autoimmune issues. So I went through so many tests, so many CT scans and ultrasounds and all these blood tests, never can find anything wrong. I mean, I would have legit like doubled over in pain. And
oh my God.
I would have scoping done. I mean, I've had every test you can imagine. And they'd be like, we don't see anything. And it was just constant inflammation in my body. And it was because of my implants.
Oh my God. How are you feeling now? Are you feeling better?
Oh my God. I feel so much better. I did have I think I'm at the age where I'm like, just figure everything out because it scares me. I don't want cancer. I don't want, I'm like so scared. I'm just so in tune with my body too, because I work out and I eat healthy for the most part. So whenever I feel something weird, I'm like, oh God, what's going on? So I mean, I feel good. I had a little sinus procedure done 2 weeks ago too. And it's just,
oh my God, I swear. It's like you and Vicky, I feel like always have something going on. Like we did in your life. Like you guys, that's why you guys are like drawn to each other. I think like, just like agents of chaos. I love it. I love it so much.
I think I'd be bored if I didn't have something going on all the time.
You know, I get that feeling from you that you like are on the go at all times.
I am on the go, but I'm also very much a homebody. Like I prefer to be home when I have like all these appointments. I mean, it's been nice because all my meetings are on Zoom for the past year and a half. But when I have like, if I look at my schedule, I'm like, oh my God, I have this. I get stressed out. I'm like, I have this to do and this to do on Tuesday and this to do on Wednesday. Like, I'm like, stay home.
Yeah. Was that hard being a homebody and like filming Housewives? Cause I feel like I would just be so stressed out and have such anxiety.
I think I got to a point, you know, after so many years, like I was just on autopilot, and then it got to a point where I'm like, you know, after I was off the show, I'm like, oh my God, it's just so nice to not get made up, not to, you know, have to go out, not to be busy all the time. It was nice. But then, you know, then I'm like, oh, am I bored now? Like, like I'm never happy. Like, I like to stay home, but I want to go out.
I have like FOMO where it's like, I'm so happy being on the couch with my dog. But at the same time, I'm like, should I be going out?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's what was nice about COVID. Cause I was like, no one's doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, there's nothing to be jealous
when
of.
When it came to the show, you know, I always thought about it as just, it's work. It's a job. I have an assignment. I have a duty to do. And I just did it. And I was just really kind of on autopilot all the time. And then it wasn't until, you know, in the past year, I'm like, wow, how did I do that for so long? I was so busy all the time, even though like our filming schedule was only 4 months at the most, you know, then it's like press and then traveling and then interviews. And, you know, it's just,
yeah. And then you got to like prep for the reunion and then you have to prep for the next season. Like there's always something going on.
And then when you're not filming, you're not doing the reunion, you're not doing press, you're on a phone with one of the cast members because they're complaining about something.
Yeah. You know? So I can take a guess at who that person was.
God, that is a full-time job.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how has it been seeing people's response to you with the book? Have you heard anything about like people just like completely losing their minds over you and not all Bones and Rosé? Oh my God, it's been amazing. They've been saying the most amazing things. They're like, we have to thank Tamara Judge for like, you're like, basically you created Housewives.
Aww.
Like I know Vicky was like the OG.
Yeah.
But like you really like, they made it a point in the book to like talk about your influence in that.
Yeah. I did read a little bit about that. I didn't get the book. They sent it to me, but they sent it to the wrong address. So I'm still waiting my book. Bravo. But I did get a PDF text to me. So I was just skimming through. I mean, it's so hard to read something that's this small, but
skimming through
the Orange County section. And, I was like, whoa, like, you know, it was nice to be recognized for what I did in the time that I put in. And, you know, because when I left the show, I felt like, oh my God, I just got kicked to the curb and nobody gives a shit. It was nice. It was really nice. Yeah. I think that I was the first one to go on the show and speak my mind and call people out. And then from there, you know, tables were flipped.
Look what you started, Tam.
I know, right?
Look what you did.
Jeez.
I love it. You know, we all have to thank Tamara Judge.
Aw.
And then when I went to BravoCon, obviously your implants were in the museum.
Yes.
That was amazing. I took a photo next to them. I hope that's not weird.
Okay.
I was like, these are Tamara's implants.
Yes. When I got my implants removed 3 months ago, I got a text message from Andy and he says, do we need the implant and other implants in the clubhouse? And like I said, I will save them for you. So I have them saved. It was funny because they literally sealed them up and threw them in the dumpster. And I called my doctor. I'm like, do you still have my implants? So he called the surgery center and somebody dug them out of the trash.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with that. So you're going to have two sets of implants. I mean, an icon. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that like you're feeling better. How is Eddie feeling? Because I know that your last season on the show, he was having a hard time with his heart. Yeah. And so how's he doing?
He went through about 2 years of treatment. He had about 10 heart procedures combined, three ablations, which that's where they go in and cauterize part of the heart that's misfiring.
Oh, okay. And
so it was, you know, it was a 2 year ordeal. I feel like he was in the hospital every month, which is so like, it was so hard because he's so normally so healthy and so fit and so active. And then
he's like a fitness king.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like always riding his bike. Like he's like he had a bicycle at your wedding. Like,
yeah,
no, he's super healthy.
Yeah. He's a cyclist. So he will get on his bike and ride like 75 miles, like no big deal.
It's crazy.
And I think that's was probably a big part of it. When you have high endurance athletes, they pump so much blood through their heart that it can start misfiring. So I think that could have contributed to it. They don't know. It could have been hereditary, genetic. He doesn't know his father, so he doesn't know, you know, if
that's he had hard, the same, yeah.
Same issues. But for the most part, he's actually still on blood thinners because there is a part of his heart that's not pumping correctly. And because of COVID, he's had a little bit of a setback because his doctor mainly works out of Houston, but he would come down to San Diego and treat patients once a month. And he hasn't been able to do that. So Dr. Natale, when he comes back, he's got to go back. They have to do some more scanning and possibly put an implant into the appendage of his heart, which is a little tiny area that it's from like when your heart is developed in utero. So it's a little area and it really doesn't do anything. You really don't need it.
Yeah.
So because they had to ablate inside there, it stopped pumping. So now he's got to put like an implant in there to block it. Because blood could pull in there and he can have a stroke. So now he's on blood thinners. So it's just crazy, but it's all the procedures are relatively safe and he didn't have to have like open heart surgery. So it could have been way worse than what it was.
Yeah. Well, that's good that like he's, you know, getting better.
Yeah. No, he feels great. It's just, he just won't be on the blood thinners anymore because he like, we're going camping this weekend and we're going motocross riding. So, I mean, if you're on blood thinners, you go and crash.
Right.
Out. Like that's not, right. You know, and what he normally would do, he'll not take them for the weekend. So in case he gets an accident or something.
Oh my God. I'm thinking of one of the hottest house husbands. There we go. He is gorgeous.
He is handsome. And you know what?
Most you and him are just hot.
Aw, you are sweet.
Dave has told me that. He's like, when Dave talks about you and Eddie, he'll be like, they're so hot together.
Oh,
he's like, I just love to look at them. I'm like, no, they really are.
Oh, with Eddie, like he's got such a good heart and he's such a good person and he's so sweet and he's so caring and he just loves people. Like he would just like, he wants to hear everything about, you know, his friends and he's very touchy. He's always rubbing my shoulder, his friend's shoulder, my mom's shoulder. Like he's just a very, like, he just loves people so much. Me, not so much. I'm not that.
That's why you guys work out.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Bye.
Yeah. No, I love that. It's like I don't know if you've ever heard the term of like a golden retriever husband, like where your husband's almost like a golden retriever, like where he's just happy to see everybody. And he's just so excited to like say hi. And he's just like so happy all the time.
That's funny. I mean, trust me, he has his moments, but not very often.
One of my favorite things about you and Eddie from the show that I remember is how like protective he was of you, like with your friends. Like he would always be like, Tamara, I don't know. Like he always really looked out for you. And I always really loved that.
Well, the one thing that Eddie really focuses on is just positivity and just being positive and present in life in general. And, you know, the show doesn't exactly show positivity.
Promote that.
Yeah, they don't promote positivity. Yeah. So to have like certain cast members that would just bring you down or constantly nagging or so negative, he's like, really, do you really need that in your life? Because when you're around that all the time, you know, you start believing in that stuff and you start, you know, manifesting all this stuff. So he's just really a positive person. And he just was always looking at you like, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. But I don't think it's the best thing for you. Kind of
thing. And he always like, what I love too is to see you go from like your ex-husband to Eddie. It was like such a big change in the best way, like where Eddie just lets you be you. And I think that's the perfect recipe for like a husband.
Yeah, basically. It was. And it's funny you say that, because when I first started dating Eddie, he didn't try to control me or tell me what to wear or what to do. And I really thought like, wow, he's not really that into me. And I was so programmed to think that for somebody to love you, they had to
control you.
They had to control you. So it was really a hard transition for me. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh my gosh, like he actually cares and lets me do whatever I want. I mean, obviously we're respectful to each other, but he, you know, he lets me be me.
Yeah. And that's so cute. I love seeing that.
I'm not saying I don't annoy him sometimes. Or he'll be really? Did you really have to do that?
Yeah, he's probably like shaking his head like, oh, Tamara, like, what is she doing? I loved reading in the book that you wanted him to call you Tammy.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
No. No.
He's like, I'm not doing that.
No. No. So for people that haven't read the book, so when I got casted on the show, I went by Tammy. I mean, my birth name is Tamara, but my mom, my dad, everybody called me Tammy. I went through school Tammy. And there was already a Tammy Knickerbocker on the show. And I said, well, you can call me by, you know, like my birth name, Tamara. And I had some friends that would call me that. And they're like, okay, perfect. And then it's just like, my mom still calls me Tammy. I'm like, well, now that I'm no longer on the show. And he's like, no, I'm not calling you that. I don't even know you by that name.
Yeah. He's like, that's a whole different person. I feel like that's, mm-hmm. that's so funny. How are your kids? How's Ryan and Spencer and Sophia?
Everyone's doing great. Everyone's great. Ava is almost 7 years old. And
that's mind blowing.
She's almost like to my shoulder, which I'm not
like, I can't with. Get over this.
Yeah. But her mom's really tall. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to be taller than me, Ava, any day now. And she's like, hee hee hee. And then Sophia, she is a junior in high school. Spencer and Sophia live with me full time, and Spencer is moving out. He's going to go to college. And then Sydney, my oldest, she's been away at college for quite a few years. And she's actually graduated already and decided to live in that state. I can't say what state it is, but
I understand.
Yeah. So everybody's doing God. Great.
Everybody's That's good. Great.
Yeah.
I love to hear that because I loved seeing, well, it's crazy to see that your granddaughter's 7.
I know.
Because like we watched her be born.
I know.
So I'm just like, I haven't aged a day. I don't know how she's 7.
I know. Then I have my mom moved in with us. We have we have a casita, and we added on a little kitchenette for her. So she's got her own
I love your mom.
Yeah. She's something else.
She is a legend. I love her so much. I'm like, you guys are similar.
Oh yeah. 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 And I've actually learned a lot just from listening to her. I'm like, oh my God, I can't say that. I can't do that. I got to shut up. I got to think before I speak. Like, oh my God. I know where I got it from.
Yeah. My mom, she's lost her filter. I don't know where it has gone, but it's disappeared. Yeah. And she just feels the need to share whatever's on her mind at all times.
Well, that's my mom. She just says I'm like, oh my gosh, do we really need to hear this?
Oh my God. Well, you know that people call Gina from Orange County, Gina Casita. Do you know that?
Yes, I have heard that.
Yeah. So when you said casita, I was like, Gina Casita?
Yeah. It's like when she moved in that casita, it was literally around the corner from my house.
So I want to talk to you about Venus CBD.
Yeah.
I would because this was, I believe, something, I don't know why I remember, like you started it while you were on the show, but it was never really like shown, I feel like.
Yeah, that was a very sore subject with me. It was a legitimate business that I started on the show, and they're always mm-hmm. very skeptical about showing businesses because a lot of girls on the show will just, you know, put their name on somebody else's and try to act like it's
yeah.
And I know a few of them that were doing that at the time, and they were showing their business. And I'm like, wait, I put like hundreds of thousands of dollars into this and started this business, and you're, you know, you won't show it. So they said it was a legal issue, that they were worried about the legalities of cannabis.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and I reassured them, like there are certain things that they couldn't say CBD, or they couldn't. So we called it Vena Wellness to try. We filmed a launch party. We did so much. I mean,
oh my God.
And they took it all out. And I didn't know that until maybe two nights before I went to the reunion. Cause the reunion, there's always like four or five episodes left. And so they sent over, and I'm like, wait, where's my launch party? Where's all this? And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And you're showing people that aren't even really have a legit business. They're just putting a name on somebody else's and promoting it. And in 2 months from now, they won't even be connected with that business anymore. So I was frustrated. I was really, really angry. My last reunion, the end of the last season that I was on, because I just felt like it was wrong. So they didn't show it, but you know what? I still have this huge platform.
I was going to say, I was like, I feel like you have the last laugh because it's doing so well.
Yes.
And there's, I think people just assume that because you're a housewife, like it'd be easy to launch a business. And obviously it's not easy, but the fact that you were able to launch it and not even really show it on the show, and it's still going and it's still successful, is like a huge testament to you.
Yeah. I mean, it was the most amazing thing, smartest thing, I would say, that we ever did. You know, I was just like, We opened the gym up. It's been open 9 years. It does well. Is it going to make us millions? Probably not ever. We would have to franchise, and it's so much work. And I always tell myself, yeah, I'm not ever going to do a brick and mortar business. It's a great platform for health and fitness and other things that I do in my life. When we opened Vena, like, it was successful like the first month. And I thought, oh my God, like, right, what is going on here? And now, you know, we're 3 years, almost 3 years, and it's a multi-million dollar business.
Oh,
so,
my God. That's,
yeah,
amazing.
So it's like, and I did that all from my social, but also you gotta know, like, when it comes to business, if you don't have a good product, if you don't have good customer service, if you're not rolling out new products, if it's not working, or if it's, you know, yeah, snake oil, you're going to go under. I'm definitely proud of it. It's a lot of work.
That's amazing.
People think like, oh, you know, big deal. No, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. And so what are the benefits do you find of CBD? I'm a huge, I don't want to say user of CBD, but I love it. It really helps me because I have like chronic pain issues. So
yeah, we have about 20 different products in our line, and mm-hmm, we started out with CBD isolate, and I'm not sure what kind you take. Do you take full spectrum or do you take isolate? Full spectrum has THC in it.
Oh no, it doesn't have THC in it.
Okay. So you probably take an isolate. Do you take a gummy, a drop?
A gummy. Yeah.
Yeah. As you say, like, the benefits of it, anti-anxiety, it helps with pain, it helps with sleep, it helps overall just putting your body back in homeostasis. Like, wherever your body is lacking, that's where the CBD is going to go to. Now, it's all natural. It comes from the hemp plant. Our biggest seller is our full spectrum. And that has, you know, it's not like you're going to go to a dispensary and get like a THC gummy where it's going to knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all. It has enough in it that it just boosts the CBD. So mm-hmm, it's going to give you, it's stronger. Now, we're actually coming out with one with more THC in it. And that seems to be what people really like, because it's just enough to, you know, help you sleep, help you with stress. In fact, now I can't remember her name. Stephanie from Dallas, Stephanie and...
Oh, Holman and Brandy. Yes,
and Brandy. I want to call, yeah, I was going to call her Ginger for some reason because she has red hair.
Yeah, she looks like a ginger.
So Brandy was telling me she does a subscription from us. So she gets hers sent once a month. And she said she's able to get off other medications that helped her calm down just by the full spectrum CBD.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I swear by it because I have like huge neck problems, like I swear by CBD,
oh, yeah,
because it just, like, I don't sleep.
It just
well,
takes my head off, right?
It does. And like my, yeah, body can just, like, I feel like I can just breathe and like I, yeah, don't have pain. It's just so nice.
Also, we have topicals, you know, for like,
oh, you okay,
you can put on and you can put it on throughout the day. We launched a skincare line this year. We have soaking salts. We have dog treats. We pretty much have everything. Our newest is full spectrum capsules, because they were before we just had them in gummies. And for the people like on keto that don't want sugar, because there's a little bit of sugar in them, they can just take a capsule.
Oh my God, you thought of everything.
Oh, I know. We have from 500 to 1500 to 3000 milligrams. So,
oh my, 3000.
Yep. So we have, like for me, before I go to bed, I'll take a full spectrum gummy, one of our restful night, which has a little bit of melatonin in it. And the other one, which is just full spectrum. And that's my cocktail before I go to bed. And I am out. I don't get foggy when I wake up, mm-hmm, or feel like, you know, I took a sleeping pill and it was hard for me, mm-hmm, to wake up. I just get up and I'm right away.
You feel good. You feel sprightly. You're ready, yeah, to take on the day. Yeah,
yeah,
I know. I was really surprised by my reaction to CBD the first time I ever took it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. And I woke up and I felt so good.
Yeah.
I was like, this is
amazing. Lot of people, they don't know what dose to take and they don't understand, right, because you can't really put a dosage on it. So it's something that you have to experiment with. You really can't overdo it. With CBD, I feel like if you do, you're just peeing out expensive pee. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you,
yeah,
have to find like that sweet spot. Like if you did one drop and it wasn't enough or you didn't feel effect, then either go up in your, you know, your strength or do two. So people just don't, and they give up, and you have to be consistent too. You can't just take it once and just be like, okay, that didn't work. So.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. And because you're the CEO, you're a boss. You're a boss, babe. You're a girl boss.
Have you been able to team with, you know, at the gym and with the CBD company. So I never feel like I'm the boss.
And then of course, I know you can't say much about it, but I know you just filmed a Bluestone Manor.
Yes. Yes, I did.
How was that? Was that a good time?
I have renamed it to Menopause Manor.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I talked with Dorinda, what was that, last week? And she's exactly like she's more than I ever dreamed of. She's exactly the same.
Yeah, she is.
And she talked about you guys on All Stars, and she was just like, I think because she's like, I was coming out of COVID. I haven't been around that many people, and especially in my house in like a year and a half. She's like, I was crazy. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I can't really confirm or deny that, but yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Who did you like most connect with? Obviously Vicky was there, which everyone was so excited about, but like, did you connect with another housewife while you were there?
Strangely enough, I really liked everybody. I mean, we had our differences for sure, but at the end of the day, everybody was nice. I really, really like Phaedra. She is just so sweet and so kind and so lovely and so beautiful. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Phaedra. And Eva was just so beautiful and so sweet and nice. She was very outspoken.
That's what Dorinda said. She said Eva was so beautiful that she's like, sometimes I would just stare at her. Yeah. I was like,
it's stunning. Just natural beauty, like nothing wrong.
No. And like, she's just one of those people I feel like just wakes up like that. Like she just.
Oh, yeah, totally. I've seen her wake up. I'm like, okay. Okay. God loved you a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. Okay. This is going to be a really strange question, but I've always wanted to know, do you do your own hair? Cause you always have the best hair.
For the most
part. Like you have the best volume.
You always
have good hair.
Well, some of it's fake. Most of it was fake when I was filming. Not most of it, half of it. When we had big events, I obviously would do hair, have hair and makeup. And I have some best girls. Gina now has my glam team for the show. And look how great she looks. So I can't take all the credit for it because Melissa and Christina are amazing. So that was my team for many, many years.
And the Gina needed that glam team.
She did. I know.
I was such and go for a minute.
And she looks great.
She looks amazing.
I've never seen her look so good. I ran into her at Nordstrom a few months ago before they took their trip. And just kind of caught up with her. And she just looked so good. I just kept looking at her. God, you look so good.
Yeah.
So I think she's, you know, the glam team, and she's happy now.
Yeah, she's in a good place. She's in a much better place. She's not in a casita, you know, with her ex.
She oddly reminds me of me 12 years ago. So if you think about it, like I got out of a bad relationship. I moved into a 2-bedroom apartment with 3 kids. I had this 100 square foot apartment at most. Then I went into a little condo and then I met my guy. I had some bad, ugly hair days. I used to bleach my hair white in the beginning, and she's pretty outspoken. So she kind of reminds me of me. And
I see that. Family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And speaking of a mini you, Megan King, Megan Owens. I think is her name now. Megan Owens. I mean, have you talked to her at all? Because she got married within 3 weeks.
I know. So funny thing is like, I saw that she posted about him, and then I hear she's getting married. Like I see it in the press. So I text her. I'm like, are you getting married?
Yeah.
Like if you are, congratulations, but are you getting married? Nothing. She didn't respond back to me. And then it came out where there's pictures. And as I text her back, I go, well, obviously you're busy because you're getting married. Congratulations, or something like that. And then she texts me a day later. She's like, yeah, thank you. I'm so happy. And
oh my God.
I haven't actually talked to her on the phone yet.
I know. Well, she posted a photo, like you said, of him. And I was like, oh, her new man or whatever. And then literally it was like a week later, I opened my eyes and on Twitter, it was like, President Joe Biden is going to King Edmund's wedding. I was like,
only Meghan would have the president at her wedding.
It's like, okay, I guess this is happening. That's so funny. I just had to ask you about it. Cause I remember on the show, you would refer to her as like your mini me sometimes. Cause she was so outspoken and stuff. So
yeah,
so funny.
I think like season 11, like, I feel like that cast was so good. So good.
Yeah. Was Heather, was that her last season?
I think it was Heather's last season. Megan was on, Kelly was on, I was on, Shannon.
You guys went to Ireland.
Yes.
That's what it was. I was like, okay, I'm remembering it all now. Yeah, you guys went to Ireland in search of Megan's family, ancestors.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I was like, I guess that's why they're
so,
there.
So organic. Just
kidding. Yeah. That always makes me laugh on the shows is how you guys are maybe told to bring up like your next trip. It just like makes me laugh.
I know.
So before I let you go, my last question that I ask every guest is, do you think Erica Jayne knew about Tom?
Oh my God. I don't know her, you know, personally. Like I met her at BravoCon and a few other places. I would hate to think that she did know.
Right.
But I also have businesses and LLCs and S Corps, all these things. And I'm like, you know, when money's being siphoned into your account, like, what is this? Where's it from? I mean, you have to be smarter about it as a woman. And yeah. I don't think she's dumb.
Right.
But I don't know how much of it she knew. Like
go back and forth.
Yeah. Exactly. So it could just be like, she had a marriage of convenience and the money came rolling in and she didn't ask questions.
Yeah. I mean,
like me, like I'd be like so suspicious.
I'm so nosy. Like yeah. I would be all over it. If someone deposited $20 million into my account, I would be like, what?
Well, you accept that money. You're responsible for it.
Yeah. But then I go back and forth because I'm like, there's no way she knew. Because I'm just like, that wouldn't happen. Like, I can't ever figure it out. So I just always have to ask my guests, like, where they land.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing is that she's filming during this. And that's probably, from a legal view, not the smartest thing she could do because everything.
Right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was in a lawsuit the last year I was on and I was told, do not say a word. My attorney's like, do not breathe a word about it. Anything you say or do can be held against you. You will be deposed. You are creating more work in this case, you know? So, and mine was a little thing. So I'm like, wow. Like her attorneys must be cringing every time she opens her mouth.
Oh my God.
Well, union, so I don't know how much was exposed.
Well, she kind of answers every question. And Sunny on The View brought up to Andy Cohen yesterday, like, are the lawyers going to ask for footage from Bravo?
Because,
and he's like, the look on his face was like, oh yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I'm just shocked that she is even filming now, like another season. I'm blown away.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that she's been charged with anything though, has she?
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, if she really doesn't have anything to hide, you know, she's just doing her thing. Did she know? I don't think anybody will ever know if she knew or not.
No, I don't think we'll ever know. Because Tom is like...
I couldn't imagine any person knowing that this money is coming from victims and you're spending it and you're bragging about money. I don't see her being that person.
I don't either.
I just don't see it. I mean, it takes a special kind of asshole to know that this money's being taken from victims and people that don't have money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I just had to ask. Cause like I said, I ask every guest, everybody who comes on, I'm like, because the world wants to know what Erica Jayne knew.
Confused because she can only talk about so much and she's probably talked about more than she should.
No, I know. And like, you know what? I quote Vicki Gunvalson all the time and I say Satan loves confusion. Satan loves confusion.
She's so funny. She comes up.
I say it all the time because it's true.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Tamara, for coming on and taking your time. I'm glad we got the Zoom figure out. Oh my God. Thank you. You're like, you don't understand. I might cry after this.
Just stop it.
Like a dream come true.
You're so sweet.
Obviously people can find you like at Tamara Judge, but where can they follow like your CBD company on Instagram? Yeah. And
Vena CBD, V-E-N-A CBD. Yeah. And I have it linked to my Instagram as well.
Perfect. Love that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It was great meeting you. Finally.
Oh, it was so good meeting. I know.
Address, and I'll send you some. I'll send you a goodie bag.
Oh, good. I love goodie bags.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good day, Tamara.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my quick little recap, and then, of course, my chat with Tammy Sue. And remember, we have new episodes every Tuesday, which are pop culture related, and every Friday is, of course, Bravo Friday. And this podcast is brought to you by The Dip. So for 20% off at thedip.com, use HOTM. That is HOTM. And again, I am a words of affirmation person, so if you could rate, review, and subscribe, that would be lovely. And check out the other amazing podcasts brought to you by The Dip. If you love Allison, which I know you all love Allison, I get so much amazing comments about her on the podcast. Check out Pop Chaser and TV Watcher Pete. There's also the Slut Pig podcast, which is hosted by Christian Grey Snow, Exposed podcast, and Morgan Pop Talks is on here. It's great. So go check those out, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
What exactly are microplastics? They're small, man-made. They're less than 5 millimeters long, and they're around you every day. Microplastics are toxic. They cunningly seep into water, the air, and the things we eat. By contaminating our food chain, they make their way to you, through vegetables at the supermarket, and yes, through fruit too. They're literally everywhere. That's the problem at hand. Every cigarette butt you see on the ground contains 15,000 strands. Learn more at undo.org.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.